In the studio, I've got Bexy Toll. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're talking yoga because it's been nearly 10 years. We're just sitting here having a conversation about this since the space started. And I did an interview with Bexy and Sheridan in 2015 in September.
And we're going to play a little bit without having prepared it.
Yeah, well, you want to do that now?
Yes.
Okay, but we're
okay,
here to talk
Aaron's
about,
not prepared.
Well, no, I'm not going to be prepared for that.
We
no
just decided about
say.
2 minutes ago.
Yeah, normally I would listen to it first, but we're just going to play it. We'll play the start. It'll probably sound a lot like this.
Yeah, I think we should play the middle.
The middle? I'm going to play the start, then we can jump to the middle.
Sorry, the history is, I came into the studio and I was trying to figure out how long the space had been running, and I mentioned it was, Aaron found the interview, just like that. It only took you about a minute, which is great filing systems and computer organization, Aaron. Thank you.
I don't get complimented on my filing and organization very much. But it's all in one folder and I just typed in the word space for a search.
Oh, search. Search is a good one.
Yeah. So should we just have a listen? We'll we'll press play and see what we said 9 years ago.
Will I be able to hear it?
Yes. In the studio, I have a couple of yoga experts, Bexy Toll and Sheridan Gray. Oh, I did well there. Welcome to the studio.
Yoga teachers.
Yoga teachers. Come up close to the microphone, Sheridan, and say hello.
Hi.
Hi. Bexy's been on the radio now so often that she was telling me what questions I should be asking, but this is Sheridan's first time. So welcome to the studio, and welcome to our studio. I just realized because you guys are planning to call this new yoga thing the studio?
No, the space.
Oh, there we go. All right. Quite a few people have heard about this, but where did this idea come from? In fact, tell us the idea first for people who don't know.
Okay, so the space is about having a space in Raglan that's accessible to everybody, that is a collective of teachers. So we're all yoga teachers, six teachers who are running the space together and running our own versions of yoga, you know, our own forms and our own interests, as well as servicing the Raglan community.
So for the completely uninitiated, yoga is not a thing that is done in a strict way and there's a strict model and
there's
all
different
sort of
schools of yoga. So okay. We have a diversity of classes and styles available to people because there's six different teachers.
Okay, all right. Okay, folks, we're going to leap in there. So you were listening to an interview from 9 years ago, Bexy and Sheridan, and Bexy's going to tell us who's involved now, because were you two of a group that set it up then, and now there's the group names have changed, or the numbers have changed a little bit?
Yeah, originally it was Patty and myself, who are still the space, as well as Sheridan, who's moved on to Auckland, Shannon Derbyshire, Jocelyn, and Dee. It's shifted and changed, and people have moved on to different projects and kind of passions. And so we now are Patty, Bethany, and myself running the space. And we've got some lovely teachers. We've got Elena, Kitty, Sam from Raglan Physio, and Tessa, kind of share the physio teaching, sorry, the Pilates teaching, mostly Sam. And
Diane
has just come on to teach a series which you've interviewed her about here on yoga for perimenopause. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're saying there was quite a bit of uptake on that one, which I hadn't heard anything about how that went.
Yeah,
so
it must have been the radio interview, eh?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And also just a lot of women are in this phase, and it's a phase that we haven't really kind of delved into or been able to be supported through for so long that it's a really popular topic amongst women.
It's something that's
preparing
been
for perimenopause, which happens in your 30s and 40s and menopause.
So a non-issue for me, but
well, you have women in your life, don't you?
True, but where I was going with that was that because men had dominated science for so long, and it was a non-issue for, or less of an issue for men, there just wasn't hardly any science around it, which was quite, I suppose I shouldn't have been surprised, but finally in the last few years, that's changing.
Yeah. And women are more able to be supported through that, which is great. And Diane's wonderful at it.
Yeah, and yoga is one way to do that.
Yeah. So that's why we came in today to talk about it. Besides that, we've got this historical piece of the space opening in September of 2015.
And can I tell people you thought it was 10 years?
Yeah, I tricked Aaron into letting me on the radio by telling him that the space had been going for 10 years, but we've just done the maths and it's only 9.
Mm. But you know, that's close to 10. It's a long time.
We'll have a party next year.
Did you anticipate, what did you anticipate when you started, that it would go forever? Or
no
or
way. No way at all.
Just try it and see?
We thought a few months. We thought, and
what,
Patty...
It would go bust?
Patty really was the one that kind of instigated this all. She found the space and called me up one day and said, let's try this thing. Let's just see if we can do it for a few months and not lose too much money, basically. And so, yes, there was no kind of plan to be here. And so it's amazing to be here in this... And the amount of people that have been involved in it, too. You know, the amount of people that have come through those doors as teachers, as practitioners, has been overwhelming. Being that Raglan is a touristy town, we've had some kind of a whole lot of travelers. We have a whole lot of people on our books. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And before that, there was yoga in Raglan, but it was all in like people's houses or garages or
yeah, and we opened
or what
up.
Have you. And you were saying to me that it was kind of like you had to know someone.
It was very
to hear about it.
You had to know to know.
Yeah.
I worked at the Environment Center at the time, and I was teaching yoga at the Raglan Community House, the Raglan Town Hall, the Tamata Town Hall, and the Raglan Backpackers.
And that's part time, four different places.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've always had a job as well, and we're talking about that in the next interview.
Yes. But this is not a job?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've had a full-time salary job.
Yeah.
Versus this one. Yoga's always just been a passion, and it's, yes, it's a job, but it's more for the fun of it for me, for sure.
So is there anyone who's a full-time yoga teacher? I know Patty's not because she's got all her dance classes.
Well, Patty's also a dance teacher, so yeah, she's a full-time teacher of movement.
Very good, yes.
No, I mean, I think there are people in the world and in the New Zealand who are full-time yoga teachers. Personally, I find it's really good to have balance and also not to make your passion into your full-time gig.
Imagine doing like 8 sessions a day.
Yeah.
That would be different than... How many sessions a week do you do at the moment?
Well, we share the weekends because we kind of collectively share the weekends. So that means that I'll teach more and less classes every week. So I have 2 regular classes on the timetable, but we have like workshops and series. And then when we have a weekend, we teach all 4 classes on the weekend. So you'll get Bexy for all of Saturday and Sunday morning, or Patty for all of Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yeah. And so you can go away other weekends.
Yeah, so we can have some fun weekends off. Also, it's really fun to teach the weekends. It's a really great energy. You know, everyone's a bit happy on a weekend and and happy to come in. And whether it's a power class, we've got all a variety of classes on the weekend. So whether it's a power class and get a movement and smiles that way, or it's a restorative class, there's always a nice vibe. So it's good to share that amongst the teachers as well.
The sub groupings of yoga... For those who are a bit ignorant about yoga, there's so many. Like, we were just looking at the website now, and I talked to Diane about the menopause course.
We were just looking at the workshops. We weren't looking at the classes.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Yes. So, I mean, I can't even begin to explain because I don't know that much, but it seems to be fairly endless. I know that there's one. Patty keeps talking about this one she does for guys called Broga, which bro is not for bros. It's for broken bodies.
Yeah.
For guys who've been, working... or doing lots of physical stuff and their bodies are sore. And I know some builders who swear by yoga as a way of keeping them going. Like when they get into their late 30s and 40s, they're like starting to feel it.
Yeah, it's almost a don't talk about broga thing because it's such a popular class.
All
and
right.
They're
Oops.
So committed. No, it's great. It's
we
great to bring it up though. We're so
won't
happy.
Say what, we won't say what day it is.
No, we're so happy that, it's open and welcoming to people that, you know, guys that are builders, surfers, to keep them going. And they love the class, basically. They love it. And it's probably our most committed crew of yogis are the Broga boys.
Right.
They also tidy up the space the best, fold away the blankets and put away the cushions and mats perfectly, because Patty is has them
well
trained.
Because Patty.
But yeah, there's like yoga is such a general term, and even within those styles, like if you're saying you're going to a gentle class or a hatha class, which is more kind of a middle ground, it's a lot of standing poses, it's a bit of flow, or there's a vinyasa class, which is kind of all flow. But even within those genres, you're going to get a lot of variation, especially from studio to studio. I think at the space, we do try to hold people within the kind of, each of our teachers has a different flavor, but we have a common thread throughout us. And our big kind of thing in Pilates and yoga as well is just to have it be safe and accessible and supported. So the word yoga is such a general word, and it can be anything from like, you know, goat yoga to
goat
you see it on Instagram.
Yoga,
we don't do that.
Yoga for goats.
Yoga with goats.
Yoga with goats. Hold on. We have to look that up. We'll look that up when we're done with the interview.
But I can
see some visuals.
There's so many things, but we kind of, it's about your, basically, no matter what class you go to, hopefully, it's about just a connection to your mind, breath, and body. And that connection is a huge part of what the word yoga is, which is union, or to yoke, to bring together. Oh. And the purpose being that we're all running around incredibly connected, right? We've got our phones connecting us to a billion different videos and people and songs and so much kind of external pathways for energy or for wellness.
That's but a substitute for real connection.
Yes, but it's about having a real connection, exactly. So yeah. More internal pathways to connect to yourself. So we spend a lot of time in our mind, especially with these phones. You know, we can just, you know, when we're sitting there just doing nothing, instead of kind of just noticing our body or our breath, we're usually looking at our phone and not noticing our body and breath at all. And that disconnection can lead to kind of an unease and dis-ease and, you know, a lack of wellness. And so all of it is about bringing yourself into an experience where you can just be there for an hour and a bit in your own body and your own breath.
This is the third interview this week where we've been discussing this.
Oh, good. I'm glad that Raglan Radio has a theme.
It's not, it seems to, that's this week's theme. Yeah. I mean, it's not, we haven't been talking about yoga. We've been talking about other things.
What were you talking about?
So one was Rob's, who does his nature connection stuff.
Yeah.
And the other was Lani Puriri, who does sophrology. I don't know if you've, that's Karamea's mum. So she's got a whole, we had a serious discussion about that. And for Rob's, it was just, it's something that comes up in what he does. And yoga, obviously.
Yeah.
It's crucial. Yeah. And I'm sure next week I'll probably have, it'll come up again.
That's great.
It's
a constant balance, right? Like I saw a friend the other day and she was saying, it's a full-time job staying grounded. In this world, it is.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, that in this world part of it, I think that's why it comes up so much now. Everyone's talking about it, discussing about it, or wanting to learn about it, or learn some strategies. So yoga might be, for people who've never done yoga,
yeah,
sell it for us.
Yeah, again, like we are trying to be a really open, safe, accessible space. So we believe that everybody and everybody should be able to practice yoga. We do have a different variety of classes. So you could come to a gentle class to start out, or a broga class if you qualify, aka if you're a male.
Yes.
It's a nice space. So when you come in, we have actually a beginner's guide on our website. If anyone's really nervous, there's just a little article so they can read and kind of know what they're coming into. But all of our classes are about an hour or maybe an hour and a bit. And again, it's not about making different shapes, and it's not about making a shape exactly like the person next to you or about the teacher.
Because that's what you're worried about when you're new. You're looking at everyone else doing all the moves perfectly.
And that's exactly what we tell you not to worry about, because it's about that connection to yourself, not about connecting to the people around you or the teacher. Though there is a community aspect to it, and that's the beautiful thing about a yoga studio, is it's kind of like a self-practice but in a group setting, and that group holds the space for you just by being there, and that teacher holds the space for you by being there and offering you opportunities to connect, like suggestions. I mean, I always say what I say up here at the front of the room is just an opportunity. It's just that, it's a suggestion, and take it or leave it. So if something doesn't feel good, you know, go do something that we did before, or just have some time in child's pose and breathe. So you don't have to be super flexible. You will build that connection to your body through the practice. Even within one class, you'll find that when you walk out of the door, you'll feel a little bit more connected into your body. There's these kind of two senses we talk about on top of the five senses, which are proprioception and interoception.
So that's knowing where your body is in space.
Proprioception,
the other one, I don't know what that
interoception.
Is.
Interoception. That's sensing your body's own well-being. Things like noticing if you're hot or cold, hungry or tired. And so that is something we lose when we're constantly paying attention to other people, other places, other things. That kind of observing mind versus a thinking mind.
I think we're taught to lose it. Like I was, you know, when I was 15, I remembered saying how I was telling my parents how I was studying really hard for school C or something, and I noticed I was making myself tired, but I kept going, and you know, and I was applauded for that.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of the generation before us, and it's starting to come back around, which is why yoga has become so popular, and meditation and apps for called Headspace for like getting your head back onto your body.
And actually, we go back to, like, you talked about at the start, you and Patty were like, let's try this for a few months and see if this works, and the space has been going for 9 years. But there's other yoga people out there as well, aren't there? There's lots in Raglan. like it's continued to expand, I presume.
Yeah, yeah. There's lots of opportunities in Raglan and through online as well and throughout New Zealand and the world. And I mean, when I travel, I look up a yoga class where I go, and we get a lot of people doing the same that come to this space. Of course, we get a lot of locals and regulars in that community as well, and that's beautiful. And that's really what sustains us, is that a lot of people that live in Raglan have taken up a regular yoga practice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of intrigued because, like, I'm not very aware, and this is not meant to be a promo for the space. We're just talking about it. It's almost like a movement in town. So I presume there are other yoga studios in town now, which, given that you thought you weren't sure if the space was going to fly at the start, you know, that's like just showing continual growth and expansion.
Yeah.
And I'll call it a movement because that's what it feels like in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you were mentioning that we were talking about how it was in people's garages and...
Yeah, there's... Bexy just paused because someone's doing some work on the town hall somewhere. They can't hear it.
Okay.
No, I don't think they'll hear that.
So yeah, it was all in our garages and lounges and kind of cold church halls. But so when we opened the space was actually when one Ani, who was teaching yoga out of her house for many years in Raglan, was leaving town. And we could see that there was a need for there to be another yoga class, and we knew there was a need to have a dedicated space. The space for it means that it really holds the energy. The plants do so well at the space. There's a lot of good vibes in there.
And
So that was when we stepped in. But before that, as you were saying, I used to work at the Environment Center just across the hall here from Aaron. And people would come in and say, is there some yoga? And it'd be like, well,
they come to the Environment Center.
Yeah, because it was kind of like on the main hall. You know, we used to be a little bit like the eyesight on the main road here. Or they'd find out that I was a yoga teacher. But you'd have to kind of draw this cryptic map to figure out where all the yoga classes were. And now you can just go on a website and look them up. It's great. And there's so many opportunities for movement in Raglan. And for breath and for grounding, and it's great.
Yeah, and there's always people coming through with workshops and things as well. What were the workshops that were going on at the moment? Like, we talked about the perimenopause yoga class.
Well, another way I got Aaron to let me on the radio, besides it being 10 years, wink, wink, it's a really good time to come into to doing more of these classes in the winter in Raglan, right? Winter in Raglan's a bit quiet. Okay, very quiet. Not as quiet as it used to be, but still a lot of people leave town. There's a lot less on. There's a lot less light.
This week is quieter.
Yeah.
I really noticed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's dark and it's a bit rainy and there's not that many public spaces to go to. And so we don't leave the house as much. So it's a really good time to come into yoga practice. We've got a couple things coming up that are just for free for Koha, though they're a little bit intense. We've got something we do every year at the winter solstice called 108 Sun Salutes.
Mm-hmm.
And 108 is a very auspicious number for yoga. There's a lot of kind of connotations behind it. But if you don't know what a sun salute is, it's a series of movements that kind of form a cycle, kind of like the cycle of a day, of a year. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of coming to the end and the beginning of a cycle and getting around that circle. And so we do it early in the morning while the sun's rising in the space. It's always a really lovely community event. The room is always full.
You get the sun coming in those windows, don't you?
Yeah. And so that's coming up on the winter solstice, which is June 21st. It's a good time to start training for that because 108 is a lot of sun salutes.
Ah.
So there's a video, free video on our website, on our Facebook page. You can find it. Or we have a Vimeo channel where you can practice and see what that sun salute's like. There's a video that has 12 of them. But really, if you just start doing 12 or so now, you can kind of work your way up to doing 20 or 30, and then it's kind of like a training for a marathon. You don't really have to train for the whole thing. When you get to 108, you're ready. Also, we say it's not about having to do 108. It's just about being in the room and carrying that space and that group setting as well in the community.
Okay.
I'm doing a little thing for fun a couple weeks before that to get you used to waking up early. So that 108 is going to be a 6:30 a.m. event on the solstice. But I've got a morning people dance party, which is just me and my flatmate. It's kind of outside of yoga.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's just for Koha to pay for some of the printing of the flyers and the power for the space. And it's on June 7th, which is a Friday. So if you like to get up early, basically I'm a morning person. And I stay up late to be social sometimes, and I figure other people can wake up early to be social and hang out with me. And so my flatmate Stina will be DJing. She's got an awesome, if you look her up on Instagram, Celestial Festival.
So this is a a nightclub in the morning.
Yeah, morning people party, kind of daybreaker event. So it's from 7 a.m. It goes till 8:30. You can leave whenever you have to go shower and get to work, and then you can get to work totally buzzed. And that's actually something I encourage as a kind of winter wellness practice is just it is good to not get too stuck in your routines. And in winter, you can get in a bit of a rut. So like try something different. Try an evening yoga class if you usually go to morning ones, or try one of our 7:30 a.m. morning ones, or try doing something in the early morning. I mean, I'm a morning person, I already said, so I love waking up and going and doing something. It makes me feel really buzzed for the whole day. The hardest part is just getting up and getting out there. But once you've done it, you always feel grateful. So yeah, try shaking up your routines a little bit. Try like going for a walk at a different time in the day than you usually do. Maybe a lunchtime walk, take a break from work. Because winter is all about like keeping moving. It's about rest as well, obviously. And we have a lot of kind of events coming up for that rest side of winter. But it's about rest and getting a bit of movement every day and kind of playing with your routines that way, trying something new. It's a good now, creative time too.
We're past 9 o'clock, which means we're going to eat into
but
your other interview.
My events.
Well, no, say what they are. We'll just like move through them.
Okay, so I was talking about having a bit more time for rest in the winter. We've got Kitty's teaching a yin and cacao workshop, which is on May 26th, and it's got sound healing, sound bathing, and
a crystal bowl sound bath.
Yeah, and it's got yin, which is a really still kind of yoga. So you stay in a pose and really get deep and into that rest and digest status in your body and in your mind. And so that's finishes with having some cacao and a cacao ceremony, hence yin and cacao on May 26th. And all of this is on our website. You can find it, The Space Raglan, and look at workshops. Patty's got a Thai yoga massage workshop. She's got one coming up this weekend, which is full, but there's going to be another one in June. It'll be June 22nd. So just get on the expressions of interest for that, because her Thai massage workshops fill up fast. It's with a partner. It's absolutely amazing. I go every time.
and this one, have you got that one on your list?
That one's finishing.
Oh, it's finishing.
Yeah, well, but Tennille's going to continue. So she's taking a break, but there's been a prenatal yoga class, and Tennille would love to start a Mums and Bubs yoga. She's just trying to get enough people interested. So if you're interested in Mums and Bubs yoga or the next prenatal yoga series, you can get in touch with us, and we'll put you in touch with Tennille, and once she's got enough people, she'll get that going.
Is there a kids one? Annie used to do it. We're talking about Annie before.
Yeah,
she
used
to do a kids one.
Yeah, I used to teach kids yoga for years and years, but I don't at the moment. It's hard to get enough people through the door in Raglan for some of these more niche classes. Same with prenatal. Like, prenatal's yoga is such a good thing, but we struggle in a small town.
Yeah, people aren't in that phase very long.
And it's not something we can kind of supplement with traveler numbers. It's something that has to have that kind of committed crew to have enough people. Yeah, and then we'll have more series throughout the winter, both for like rest. I'm going to run a yin and yoga nidra series in July and August, and Elena's going to run something that's a bit more spicy, powerful, like kind of vinyasa thing coming up in the winter. So just keep an eye. We've got Facebook, we've got Instagram, we've got a website, so keep an eye on it all and you'll find out.
And I'm looking at the schedule, and the classes are either morning, early morning, or evening, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right, Bexy, thank you.
And they do fill up, so it's good to get sign up ahead of time.
Thank you for coming in to talk about yoga.
Yeah, I'll just
Bexy's going to walk out, change hats,
come
back in.
Okay, I'll go walk out.
No, you don't have to. and I'm going to do the ads and the weather break like we normally do.
Then
we'll be back.
And then we're going to talk about my other job.
Which is?
I coordinate an ecological corridor from Mangatatri to Parangia.
And it's the first time I've talked to you about it on the air, isn't it?
Yeah, last time I talked to it was Jesse Mulligan.
He's not one of our DJs that I'm aware of. We have a lot.
I think I talked about it when we very first started.
Oh, with Craig on the farming show.
With Craig, and I was quite new at the job, which so it would have been a few years ago.
Yeah, for sure. All right, back soon, folks.